I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Get it? The Burt Show.
All right, we have offered to you guys before, look, if you need the help of a private eye or a background check, you don't want to put the money into it or the time, we got people that will do the background check for you. Maybe you're going to be going out with somebody. Maybe you started going out with somebody. Maybe there's somebody in the office. We'll do the background check for you, okay? Go ahead and email us at theburtshow.com. This one, Dear Burt Show, I'm really hoping you might be able to help me. Recently, my ex-husband hired a nanny to help take care of our children during his custody time. While I understand the need for additional child care since he also works full-time, I'm not really comfortable with this situation. I don't know anything about this nanny, and my ex-husband hasn't provided me with many details either. He's been quite secretive about her background and qualifications, which has raised some really big old red flags for me. When she's dropped off my kids, she acts odd. She seems nervous and avoids making eye contact with me, which seems unusual. I tried to make small talk with her to find out more about her, and she just gives me very short answers and gives me no information. My kids are still really young. They're 2 and 4, so I can't get any info out of them. I've tried to do some of my own digging, but I have found nothing. She seems to be in her 20s, and the fact that I can't find any social media about her strikes me as really strange for a person, especially her age. It's as if she wants to hide any info about herself. I'm sure I'm overreacting, but I need to be sure. Can you look into her for me? From Kim.
Is this something that when you get divorced and you have kids that you have to put in writing that any person you hire to look after the kids has to be approved by both parties?
I mean, I guess you could. We certainly did not. I mean, I think my ex-wife trusted me enough because I'm as protective as she is and vice versa. So it was never even a question, really. And she mostly had her mom watch the kids. Now that I think about it, I should have done a background check on her mom.
No. Yeah.
That Gigi, man. Bad apple.
Gigi.
But you can understand also, because I think you sort of went through this a little bit ago with a new babysitter.
Oh, well, so, yeah, I mean, it's hard to find quality child care out there as far as like securing a babysitter. And, you know, once you find somebody, you're going to hold on to them for dear life. And they have life circumstances that take them other places. So we have a roster of babysitters, and we were getting to the point where we would hit up 3 of them and they'd all be busy. So it's like, all right, we have to add a 4th to the roster. But it's not just like, you know, just plucking one in. I had to go, I belonged to a certain Facebook group. I was going through the posts and then I was going through the comments and then I came across a comment that I liked. So then I went to her page and I started looking at her information on Facebook and then I DM'd her and then we started talking and got information and then we started texting and then I got references and then I reached out to those references to make sure I had three references that I reached out to. And then once those references came out good, I felt comfortable enough bringing her into my home to watch my child. So she was on Facebook. I know that she's a nursing student. I know that she is, you know, proficient in CPR and XYZ. And so before ever having her step a foot into my home, I had all that information. You've got nothing.
Yes.
And I couldn't imagine knowing nothing and there being no digital footprint because I follow all of our babysitters on social media and I have that additional information.
So background checks are not typically normal when you get a babysitter?
Well, really? No, not if you're doing it independently. Like if they belong to a company and we did this for a little bit, but it wasn't a right fit and they do the background checks for you. I mean, if you want to go that route, you could. Like if you're hiring a nanny in your home, they understand, like, I will provide you information so mm-hmm. you can do a proper background check. I mean, that's 100% acceptable to do that.
But nanny and babysitters might be two different things.
Exactly. Yeah. So we don't have a nanny that's there every day. We have babysitters for date nights or whenever Bart and I have a conflict in our schedule. If you have a nanny that's going to be in your home every single day mm-hmm. with your kids, I don't begrudge you for doing a background check if you wanted one.
I mean, it's the most precious thing in your life, right?
Yeah.
Look, if you buy a used car, you're probably going online and seeing if that thing got banged up before you actually start driving it, right? So if you're going to do it for your car, why wouldn't you do it for your kid and who's watching your kid?
We'd ask Cassie about this, but she doesn't trust anybody to watch her children.
No, I don't.
I understand. No.
Kristen has been great in sending me names, so I'm about to start hitting them up. But
have you done a background check on Kristen? Because who knows?
I think it's called working next to her for 13 years.
I've
seen the low points.
She's made some decisions that make me question it all.
She's good enough for Bart, she's good enough for me.
Get it? The Bert Show.